This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, it's a beautiful morning for high school baseball. I'm Jack Kramer along with Derek Olding from here at Salina. Montgomery Field, Eastview Park, home of the Salina Bulldogs and the Grand Lake Mariners. Rushi Raiders on the road against Salina, D4 against D2. Should be a fine baseball game today. Weather will cooperate. Blue skies overhead, sunny conditions. Wind blowing in from center, the northwest. So it's going to be tough to pump the ball up the alleys. Should be a pitcher's kind of day. And two outstanding hurlers are on the mound. Braylon Cordonier, junior right-hander for Rushi, with an ERA of right around 1. And on the bump, Brady Steinbruner for Salina, an ERA of 0.6 on the year. Two league victories since Monday for Rushi, which won on Monday evening in a game we covered on scoresbroadcast.com, 5-3 over Fort Loramie. Rushi now 8-2 on the campaign. Salina 7-5 overall, splitting WBL contests the last two nights, losing to Lima Shawnee, and then knocking off Kenton last evening by a count of 7-3. We'll return with more in just a few minutes from here at Eastview Park in Salina when we come back on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Meyer's has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 888-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
This is Jack Kramer once again here at Salina, reminding you that the new Wygant subdivision in Fort Loramie is Lakeside Subdivision. It's coming soon to Fort Loramie, developed by Wygant to secure a lot. Call 419-628-3107, 419-628-3107, to reserve a lot at the Lakeside Subdivision in Fort Loramie, offered by Wygant Real Estate and Development. Kevin Flippo, your number 11 head coach of the Rushi Raiders. That includes the coronavirus season when baseball was not played that spring, although some 30 games were played by Rushi in that summer. Over the 9 previous years that he's coached in the spring, Coach Flippo's clubs averaging 20 victories per campaign. In 2022, the state championship year, Rushi won a grand total of 25. Last year, a state finalist, Rushi won 26. You may recall in 2017, the Raiders, coached by Flippo, were state runners-up to Minster. Kevin is a 10-year-plus former JV and varsity assistant for Fort Loramie back in the early 2000s. He is a Rushi High School grad. John Dorner, you'll recognize the name, head coach of the Salina Bulldogs, third year, a long tenure, great career coaching baseball at St. Henry, where the Redskins under Dorner won 3 state titles in 3 trips to the Final Four, 1999, 2000, 2003, 5 state pole championships for St. Henry under Dorner's leadership, 1998, 2002, 3, 13, and 14, a 31-2 record in 1999, a 30-3 mark in 2003, and during Coach Dorner's run, St. Henry recorded 7 MAC baseball championships, and Coach John Dorner here at Salina is a member of the Ohio High School Baseball Coaches Association Hall of Fame, inducted in 2014. Here are your tentative starting lineups for this game here today. Just passed on to us a few minutes ago. For the visiting Rushi Raiders, Felix Francis leads off in center field. Pitcher Braylon Cordonier bats second. Shortstop Braden Monin hits third. Cleanup hitter, third baseman Hayden Quinter, batting fifth. First baseman Jude Counts. Second baseman Zeb Schultze hits sixth. The catcher Cooper Underfirth bats seventh. Maddox Gubo, the left fielder, hits eighth. And Micah Greasup, the right fielder, is in the number 9 spot. For Salina, leadoff batter, catcher Nick Steinbruner. Second baseman is Brody Schulte Arnold, hitting in the third spot. Max Baumstark, the third baseman, batting fourth, the pitcher Brady Steinbruner. Brady and Nick are cousins. Xander Jones in center field hits fifth. Caleb Stevenson, the first baseman, bats sixth. Zach Graber, the shortstop, is in the 7th spot. His brother Wes in right field is hitting eighth. Batting ninth is Carver Harris, the DH for left fielder Dale Sechrist. Again, your starting pitchers, 2 very good juniors, Braylon Cordonier for Rushi, and on the bump, Brady Steinbruner for Salina. Back in a few minutes with more. I'm Jack Kramer along with Derek Olding, pinch hitting for Chuck McBee here today. Great late morning for high school baseball. Sunshine overhead, breezy. Temperature may top out mid-50s. Wind coming in from the northwest. It's going to be a pitcher's stadium, a pitcher's ballpark here today for sure. We'll return with highlights of Rushi's state championship in 2022 and last year's state final run in 2023 when we come back on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its 3rd generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw. Saw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio, the CNC solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Securecon in Minster, SECURCOM. Online at securecon.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Score. S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And a new underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com, Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. The Schaefer Oil Company provides gasoline and diesel fuels along with motor oil to farms, home heating, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. And Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie provides propane to farms, home heating, businesses, and trucking companies as well. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, supporting high school academics and athletics. And Schaefer enjoys participating here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Thank you very much, Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane. Hey, the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio, Indiana, Michigan, and across the United States. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool manufacturing, special grinds, and tool resharpening at a fraction of the replacement cost. We also do all kinds of machining and precision grinding. O'Reilly, always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experienced machinists in various entry-level positions. You can also contact us online at OReillyMTS.com. That's OReillyMTS.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services, pleased to participate in the coverage of high school sports on ScoresBroadcast.com. If you cannot attend the big game, join us, O'Reilly's, and Scores Broadcast for all the exciting action. Go Raiders. Well, just a couple years ago, back in 2022, the Rushi Raiders won the Division IV baseball championship, winning the title, knocking out Van Wert Lincoln View by a final score of 10-4, thanks to a big 7-run sixth inning. A crucial hit in that rally was a long 3-bagger, a triple by Braylon Cordonier. Pitch to Cordonier. Look out. He strokes one to deep right center. Way back. It is landing on the warning track. It's going to be a triple for Braylon Cordonier. Here come two more Raiders. And Cordonier makes the wide turn at third. Thought about the inside the park homer for an instant, but hangs on. Raiders are up 9-2. Holy cow. The Raiders finished off Lincoln View in the top of the seventh inning as Rushi all day long displayed outstanding hitting and pitching against the visiting team. There's a hard ground ball to Monon at second. He's got it. A little 5-foot flip to Cordonier, and it's over! The Rushi Raiders celebrate on the mound. 10-4. Rushi defeats Van Wert Lincoln View. Repeating the 1971 title, the Raiders get it done here in 2022. 10-4, Lincoln View was down 3-2, entering the bottom of the sixth. Rushi hit him with a 7. Lincoln View scored 2 in the top of the seventh. And the final score winds up 10-4. Rushi wins it convincingly, executing at the plate where the Raiders all day long, hitting Landon Price pitches where they were thrown, pulling the inside pitches, taking those on the outside half to center and right, and it was a clinic at the plate by Rushi batters all day. Hayden Quinter had 3 hits, Braylon Cordonier had 3 hits, and Aiden Chappie had 3 hits. Xavier Flippo, command performance, his curveball kept Lincoln View off balance the entire game. And the very next season, last year in 2023, Xavier Flippo threw a masterpiece again in the state semifinal as Rushi nipped St. Henry 1-0 in 8 innings behind Flippo on the mound and at the plate. And now here is Xavier Flippo, the pitcher for the Raiders, a chance to walk it off for himself. He has been brilliant on the mound through 8, a dazzling 4-hitter. Runner at second, Borchers. Flippo, feet spread apart, swings. It's a looping liner, right center field. This might do it. It's in for a hit. Borchers turns third. Here he comes. Here he comes. Raiders win. Raiders win. Rushi won. St. Henry nothing. Xavier Flippo, the hero, the man of the hour. Flippo for Rushi. Sparkling 4-hit shutout through 8, and the game-winning walk-off humpback line single over the second baseman's head into right center field. Raiders advance to the state final on Saturday at 1 against the Tiffin Calvert Berlin Highland winner. Xavier Flippo wins his own game. I might note that scoresbroadcast.com drew more than 9,000 listeners for state semifinal and state championship baseball contests in 2022 and 2018. Fort Loramie won the title in 2018 by defeating Hicksville. A huge 8-run fifth inning by Fort Loramie sparked the Redskins to triumph. Albers and Billing were the hitting heroes.
Here's the pitch to Albers. He swings, sends, hits a blast to deep center field. The center fielder going back at the track. He can't get it. 1-run scores for Fort Loramie. 2-run score for Fort Loramie. 3-run score for Fort Loramie. Albers with a bases-clearing triple. He pasted that ball to deep center. Wow, what a hit. We're tied up at 4. Unbelievable. Just as we were talking about the comeback cardiac kids from Fort Loramie, they get the job done here in the bottom of the fifth inning. And now the go-ahead run at third. Here is a slow curveball to C.J. Billing. He nubs it foul off to the right. Here's the two-strike pitch. Lined in the center. Brickell coming on. He's going to have to play it on a bounce. And the Redskins have taken the lead. Wow, what a comeback by Fort Loramie. C.J. Billing, the hitting hero for Fort Loramie.
He had 7 ribbies in the district championship. Big clutch hits in the regional. Had a triple to tie the game in the state semifinal on Thursday. And he's put Fort Loramie ahead right here with a liner to center. And the Redskins went on to close out the state championship against Hicksville by turning a twin killing, a double play in the top of the 7th. Here's a slow curveball, bounced to Radiman at the mound. He deals to Rosengarten for 1, to Middendorf for 2. It's over. The Redskins take the state title. A double play to close it out. Pitcher, Radiman. Shortstop, Rosengarten. First baseman, Middendorf. It's in the books. Third state title for the Redskins, who pile on top of each other to the right of the pitching mound here at Huntington Park in Columbus. Celebration ensues. The Redskins, in marvelous comeback fashion, beat Hicksville 8-4 after trailing 4-0 entering the bottom of the 5th. And Fort Loramie, one of the Shelby County Athletic League favorites again this year, along with Rushi, met head-to-head this past Monday. We covered the game here on scoresbroadcast.com, and Rushi won it 5-3, plating 4 runs to take the lead for good in the bottom of the 5th inning. Rushi now 8-2 on the year. Today's opponent, Salina, is 7-5. We expect a very good game. The two young men on the mound, outstanding juniors, Braylon Cordonier for Rushi and Brady Steinbruner for Salina. Each team coming off victories. Rushi victorious on Thursday, and Salina won its league game last night. Blue skies overhead. Wind blowing in briskly from center field out of the west-northwest. It's a cool day so far. Should top out in the mid-50s. Bright sunshine for certain, just a few clouds off in the distant horizon. I'm Jack Kramer, along with Derek Olding, pinch hitting for Chuck McBee today on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Hello, once again, I'm Jack Kramer with Derek Olding here at Salina. Braylon Credonier, you're on the mound for the Rushi Raiders today. Braylon, a 1.97 ERA, giving up 12 hits in about 12 innings, 20 strikeouts so far. On the bump, Brady Steinbruner for Salina, 0.6 ERA. He's given up 5 hits in 23 innings, and he has fanned 29. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams here today, key building components, pitching, pitching, pitching. That's the name of the game. Wind blowing in. Three runs could very well win this contest. No doubt base hits at a premium. The key building components for these two clubs, Rushi and Salina, the Division IV Raiders, the Division II Bulldogs. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi. Francis Schulze, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Another one of our fine sponsors, by the way, is Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. That's Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future, using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776. A&M Pallet on Range Line Road in Rushi, established in 1986. At first, we repaired broken pallets for one single large customer. Today, nearly four decades later, A&M Pallet serves that initial customer plus 200 additional businesses across Ohio. You see, we specialize in recycling pallets. We buy and repair pallets or skids to give them a second life. For our customers, purchasing recycled pallets versus new ones reduces lumber waste and reduces cost. If you have any scrap pallets, need to buy some or both, give A&M Pallet a call at 937-295-3093. And if you're looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level positions available on its first shift Monday through Thursday from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Just message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093, 295-3093. A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. Go Raiders. Upcoming coverage, weather permitting, here on scoresbroadcast.com. Delphi St. John's at Minster on Tuesday night in a significant Midwest Athletic Conference clash. We've got the first pitch upcoming in just a few minutes. Rushi on the road, the Division IV Raiders against the Division II Salina Bulldogs on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. with remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software. It's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Hello, once again, I'm Jack Kramer here in Salina. Rushi Raiders against the Salina Bulldogs. Starting lineups being introduced by the public address as Salina takes the field. Shortly here, our national anthem. Rushi has lost just two this year to Arcanum. A tight one in extra innings and a close to nothing setback to Marion Local. Meanwhile, among Salina's five defeats, a loss to Parkway in the MAC, 2-0 to Marion Local in the Midwest Athletic Conference, 2-1, and a setback on the road at Coldwater by a score of 13-7. We're set for the first pitch in just a few minutes. Big game just around the corner. Rushi away from home against Salina here today on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rod and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rod and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Here are the characteristics of Montgomery Field at Eastview Park here in Salina, home of the Salina Bulldogs and the Grand Lake Mariners. Straightaway center field, 370, wind blowing in. Power alley, left center, 360, right center, 345. Down the left field line, it's 328. Down the right field line, 325 feet. Rushi Raiders top hitters are the first several in the batting order. We might note that Felix Francis, leadoff hitter, over 500 on the campaign so far. Braylon Cordonier at 458. Hayden Quinter batting 419. And Braden Monin is hitting at a 393 clip. Salina's top hitters, the first few in the order as well, as you might imagine. Nick Steinbrenner at 472. Brody Schulte-Arnold at 333. And Max Baumstark at 304. Team batting averages 320 for Rushi, 285 for Salina. Felix Francis at 6'5 steps in to hit against the pitching of Nick Steinbrenner of Salina. 3-0 record, .6 ERA, 5 hits allowed in 23 innings. He struck out 29 in 23 frames. That's better than 1 K per inning. And the right-hander swings into action to Francis, who takes a strike, knee-high, outside corner, game underway. Rushi in the blue tops, the white pants, blue helmets. Salina wearing black jerseys, black pants, and green caps. Bulldogs pitcher Steinbrenner fires. Francis whiffs. It's strike two. Nothing in two on Felix. His feet are spread wide apart at the plate, almost covering the span of the entire right-hand batter's box. Steinbrenner fires. Breaking ball. Swing and a miss as Francis takes a cut at a throw from Steinbrenner, which is on the knees off the plate outside. He reached for it, missed it. Steinbrenner fashioning good stuff. 3 strikes in succession to nail out number one against Felix Francis. Here is Braylon Cordonier stepping in from the left side for the Rushi Raiders. Steinbrenner whips one in low, just below the knees, 1-0 on Steinbrenner. We'll take a look at the Salina defensive alignment for you momentarily. As Steinbrenner starts his windup, here's the delivery. There's a fastball strike above the belt on the outside half, and it's 1-1. Outfield around to the right and not deep, wind blowing in sharply. And the outfielders will have to play a little more snugly to the infield diamond because of the strong wind. There's a foul out of play behind the backstop, and it's 1-2 on Cordonier. Third baseman Baumstark for Salina. He is very deep at third. Shortstop deep as well. That's Zach Graber. Steinbrenner throws low, and it's 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Count is even. Second baseman is Brody Schulte-Arnold. He is deep and shading first a little bit for Salina. First baseman Caleb Stevenson. Here's a ball lined off the bat of Cordonier. Yes, it's a base hit. Shortstop leaped. Graber couldn't snatch it. Base knock for Cordonier. So Francis Kays and Cordonier singles into center, left center field over the outstretched glove of shortstop Zach Graber. Now for Rushi, it's Braden Monin stepping in, the shortstop. Cordonier with a lead of 3, 4, 5 steps at first. Infield double play depth, third baseman for Salina, even with the bag. The pitch to Monin upstairs for a ball, 1-0. We've got a warning track in front of the fence from the left field foul pole to the right. Outfield fence about 9 or 10 feet high. Wind blowing in from center. Here is the pitch on the way by Steinbruner. No, he steps off the rubber. We have time out at the plate. One on, one out for Rushi, top of the first. Rushi Raiders triumphant on Monday night in our coverage of high school baseball here on scoresbroadcast.com. Discussion along the third base foul line right now between the plate umpire and Kevin Flippo, head coach of the Raiders. Perhaps about the move on the mound of Steinbruner with a runner at first. Don't know for sure. Could be the topic. Third baseman again in front of the bag. Here is a lead by Cordonier. Pitch upstairs out of the strike zone. And the count is 2-0, 2-0 on Monin. Steinbruner is in his short stretch delivery. He comes home. It is up above the letters again, 3-0. Cordonier at first, Monin at the plate, one out for Rushi, top of the first inning, no score. Cordonier, a five-step lead at first, way up out of the strike zone as Steinbruner on four in a row misses, and trotting down to first base is Monin for Rushi. So Steinbruner strikes out Felix Francis on three pitches to start the game, gives up a base knock to left center off the bat of Braylon Cordonier, then walks Braden Monin on four out of the zone in succession. Two on for Rushi. Here's Hayden Quinter, low and in, ball one. The ball, no strikes on Quinter. Runners at first and second for Rushi. Steinbruner looks back at Cordonier at second base, comes home, and it's a pitch on the inside corner at the letters, a strike. Quinter lurched away from the pitch to the plate, but it was called on the edge. A ball, a strike, 1-1 on Quinter. Cordonier jockeying back and forth with the lead at second. Foul to the screen, and it's 1-2. At first base, Monin. Second base, Cordonier. Rushi Raiders with a threat here in the first after the first batter strikeout by Felix Francis. Steinbruner kicks that left leg toward the plate, and Quinter goes down swinging. He tried to dig a low breaking pitch from down below his knees and could not get a piece of it. Good work by Steinbruner. Here is Counts hitting now for Rushi. First baseman Jude Counts at the plate. Counts on the year so far for the Rushi Raiders. He is hitting at 273. Low and away is the pitch to the plate. A ball, no strikes on Counts. Runners at first and second. Counts had a big late-inning extra base hit against Fort Loramie on Monday night. Pitch by Steinbruner is low and away, ball two. 2-0. Steinbruner, the right-hander for Salina, has either been way ahead in the count against the hitters or has fallen behind, as he is here on Counts. 2-0 pitch by Steinbruner. Count swings and misses, strike one. A ball and two strikes, 1-2. left fielder for Salina, pretty deep. That's Dale Sechrist. He's the deepest of the three outfielders. Shortstop shades the second base bag as Steinbrenner gets ready to deal. 1-1 to counts. Strike called thigh high outside half, and it's 1-2. So Steinbrenner is a pitch away from getting out of this top of the first inning. Two away, two on for Rushi. Counts takes it below the knees, and it's ball three. It was close. Steinbrenner, the catcher behind the plate, who is the cousin of the pitcher. Brady Steinbrenner, is the pitcher. Nick Steinbrenner, the catcher. Swing and a miss as Counts climbs the ladder, comes up empty. The Rushi threat over here in the top of the first. We go to the bottom of inning number one. Rushi nothing, Salina coming to bat on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
A terrific comeback in the top of the first inning by Salina pitcher Brady Steinbrenner as he K'd three, fan two after Rushi had put two aboard. Braylon Gradonier singled with one down. Braden Monin walked. And then Quinter and Counts went down on strikes. Bottom of the first inning. Catcher Nick Steinbrenner leads off for Salina. He's the cousin of his battery mate, pitcher Brady Steinbrenner. Second hitter in the order is Brody Schulte Arnold. And batting third is Max Baumstark. Nick Steinbrenner, the catcher. Schulte Arnold, the second baseman. And Baumstark, the third baseman. Rushi Raiders defensively. Maddox Gubo in left, Felix Francis in center, and Micah Greasup in right, infield, third to first. Hayden Quinter, third base, Braden Munn in shortstop, Zeb Schulze at second. Jude Counts is at first, Braylon Gradonier on the mound, Cooper Unverfirth behind the plate. Gradonier winds, pitches, and his opening hurl plateward is down. It gets away from Unverfirth, 1-0 count. On the leadoff batter, Nick Steinbrenner for the homestanding Salina Bulldogs. Strike called, fastball poured in right down the center. Outstanding start to the season on the mound for Braylon Gradonier, ERA under two. There's a ball flared into right field. It is a base hit on one bounce to Greasup, the right fielder for Rushi. Ball slapped in for a single for Nick Steinbrenner. And that brings up Brody Schulte Arnold, second baseman. Let's see if head coach John Dorner of Salina elects to move the runner along with a bunt attempt here. Third baseman Quinter is up shallow in the grass. Turf infield here at Salina. And it is glistening in the sunshine. It is bright and colorful here at Montgomery Field, Eastview Park, whole lot of green. Special mix on the infield diamond, which drains extremely well. Wind blowing in from center. Short lead at first for Steinbrenner. There is a high strike on that pitch to Schulte Arnold. A ball, a strike, 1-1 on him. Again, Quinter well up in front of the bag at third. Quick throw to first by Cordonier, and the runner Steinbrenner is back. Infield double play depth for Rushi. Salina Bulldogs, a Division II baseball program. That's a ball upstairs. Count goes to 2-1. Two balls and a strike on Schulte Arnold. Outfield shading this hitter, who bats from the right side a little bit toward right field. Cordonier exercising the slide step on the mound, delivers to the pitch. Ball a little up and away. And the count extended now to 3-1. No one out. First runner aboard for Salina in the bottom of the first inning. Lead for Steinbrenner at first. Held on but counts. Ball popped in the air. Foul. It's off the first baseline. Coming over on the play is Counts. He's right down below us, and he catches. As I sneeze. Good play by Jude Counts. He came zipping from his spot at the first base bag. Plenty of foul territory that's playable here at Montgomery Field, Eastview Park in Salina. I bet there's a good 75, 80 feet alongside first and third in foul territory before you get to the dugouts, and a good 120 feet behind the plate. Here's a steal of second on a high pitch to the plate, and Steinbrenner is in. A second tag applied by Monin, still safe. Steinbrenner swipes second after the foul out to first by Schulte Arnold. And Max Baumstark, the third baseman, is batting from the left side with a runner in scoring position at second base for Salina in the bottom of the first inning. Outfield shading Baumstark around to the right. Here's a bouncing ball to first to Counts. Counts charges, has it, runs to the bag, beats Baumstark there, out at first, out number two for Salina, and Steinbrenner chugs on to third. He's there with two down in the bottom of the first for Salina. Here is Brady Steinbrenner, pitcher for Salina, trying to help his cause. He hits in the cleanup spot. Here is Cordonier throwing a strike, knee-high, inside corner, nothing in one. He gets ahead on a run-producing hitter for Salina, man at third. It is Brady Steinbrenner, the opposing number for Cordonier, pitcher for Salina. Cutting, missing, strike two, as Cordonier got him on a breaking ball down. Nothing in two on Steinbrenner. Runner at third is Brady's cousin, Nick. Cordonier checks at third, fires. It is a little up, and it's a ball, 1-2. I think Braylon wanted that one. Plate umpire didn't give him the benefit of the doubt. The pitch looked a shade high. A ball and two strikes, 1-2. Runner at third, two out for Salina, bottom of the first. The pitch by Braylon, swung on and missed. Dropped by Cooper Enverfirth. Lobbed down to Counts, out, recorded. Inning over for Salina. Both teams threaten in the first. Each club gets a runner in scoring position. No score after one. We go to the second. Rushi nothing, Salina nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
The aroma of fresh eggs cooking and hot coffee percolating are right under your nose in the Village of Rushi at 101 East Main. You've got it. The Rushi Inn serves up the best breakfast around and one of the only 5:30 breakfasts. Enjoy from 5:30 to 10 daily. The Rushi Inn is the in thing for early breakfast away from home. Customers come from miles around. At 11 Monday to Friday, the Rushi Inn offers lunch specials, pizza, wings, and more. The popular in thing thing for food out is the Rushi Inn. Eat in or carry out. The Rushi Inn at 101 East Main.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
This is Jack Kramer with Derek Olding, pinch hitting for Chuck McBee this morning here on scoresbroadcast.com. The scene is a bright, sunny, colorful Montgomery Field, Eastview Park here in Salina, home of the Bulldogs and the Grand Lake Mariners. Nothing our score. We enter the top of the second, and the Rushi Raiders will send up 6, 7, and 8. Zeb Schulze, Cooper Unverfirth, and Maddox Gubo against the right-hand pitching of Brady Steinbruner on the hill for Salina here today. He struck out the side, did Steinbruner, in the first. Two Ks of Quinter and counts came after a single given up to Braylon Cordonier and a walk to Braden Monin. Opening batter to initiate the contest, Felix Francis struck out. Here is Zeb Schulze hitting from the right side. Steinbruner throws. Yep. Waist high, outside corner, strike one. Steinbruner with good velocity, certainly 81, 82 or better. Toes the rubber. He gets the sign from his cousin, catcher Nick Steinbruner, and it's a ball, low and away, one and one. Zeb Schulze swinging for the Rushi Raiders, as Schulze so far this year hitting at a 273 clip. Foul ball behind home plate, 1-2. Wind gusting in from center, 370 foot marker, sits below the American flagpole in straightaway deep center field. 328 to left, 325 down the right field line. And Schulze pulls his head out, cuts and misses. Good pitch by Steinbruner, breaking ball. Schulze out on strikes, four Ks so far for the Salina hurler, Brady Steinbruner. Here is Cooper Unverfirth, who steps in there, seventh in the order for the Raiders. Left foot for Unverfirth in the box, even with the front edge of home plate. Strike called, nothing in one on Unverfirth. Outfield shallow in center and right for Cooper. Third baseman Max Baumstark well behind the bag. Unverfirth wraps a hard ground ball to short. Right in front of it is the shortstop, Zach Graber for Salina. Fields cleanly and rifles a throw onto the first baseman, Caleb Stevenson, for the out. Unverfirth retired. And that is the first out for Rushi in this game as a result of a ball being put in play. Ground out 6-3. Short to first. Here's Maddox Gubo for the Rushi Raiders stepping in. Wind up pitch to him. Fouled there at home plate. Nothing in one. Catcher for the Salina Bulldogs, Nick Steinbruner, takes the headgear and mask off. A little respite as the foul ball glanced off him. Pitcher, or I should say the plate umpire, steps out in front of home plate to give the catcher a little respite. It's a strike on Gubo. Left foot well out in front of the right. Steinbruner's 0-1 pitch upcoming. He slings one plateward. Yeah, strike two. It's above the waist on the inside half. Good velocity. No balls, two strikes, nothing in two. Looking in is the hurler, Brody Steinbrenner, getting the call from Cousin Nick. Fastball is up, swung on and missed, strike three. Five strikeouts in two innings for Brody Steinbrenner. He's hot. He's been tough to hit so far. One single allowed. That to Braylon Cordonier of Rushi in the top of the first. We go to the bottom of inning number two. Rushi nothing, Salina nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Frisch's Fish Fry is back, and we've got something delicious for every day of the week. Get our zesty hand-breaded lemon pepper fish sandwich topped with lettuce and our original tartar sauce. Available every day. Stop in, carry out, or order online at Frisch's DoorDash and Uber Eats. Or bring the fam on Fridays for our unlimited seafood bar for only $12.99. Loaded with all your favorites, like baked or fried whitefish, crispy shrimp, ooey gooey mac and cheese, and more. Frisch's is your place for fish fry all season long. Catch it before it's gone.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
And also here on scoresbroadcast.com, a big thank you to another business in Minster, Wygant Real Estate and Development. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Phone 419-628-3107. For Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster, 419-628-3107. Don't forget, a new development in the works, Lakeside Subdivision, coming soon to Fort Loramie. Call the Wygant office to secure a lot at 419-628-3107. That's Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. New subdivision coming to Fort Loramie, Lakeside it's called. And to secure a lot, phone Wygant, 419-628-3107. Braylon Cordonier on the mound, a 1-1 count here in the bottom of the second inning to the center fielder Xander Jones for Salina, who rips the 1-1 pitch foul in the air down the right field line, curling out of play beyond the fence and into the drive that enters Montgomery Field, Eastview Park. 1-2 delivery, low and away, curveball, hitter showed good discipline, did Jones. He did not chase. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Xander Jones for Salina. Jones on the year hitting .231. And there's a ball, check swing, appeal to first. And no cuts, count full, 3-2. Leadoff hitter got a board for Salina in the bottom of the first. And the leadoff hitter gets a board here as Cordonier misses. Well, outside and low, full count pitch is off the plate, out of the zone. And Xander Jones is on down at first. And let's see what first baseman Caleb Stevenson does here at the plate. He swings from the left side. Quinter up in the cut on the turf in front of the bag at third, expecting a bunt. And the pitch is way inside. Ooh, it catches the batter on the right hip. Stevenson couldn't get out of the way of it. He's hit. And Cordonier now has his work cut out. Zach Graber, shortstop, steps in. Graber wears 29 on his back, hitting at about .210 on the season. Runners at first and second for Salina. None down, bottom of inning number two. Second straight inning in which Salina has posed a threat. No score in this game. Rushi nothing, Salina nothing. Bottom of the second. Zach Graber, Wes Graber, two brothers, next two hitters for Salina. Zach the shortstop, Wes the right fielder. Outfield snug in center, fairly deep in left. Quinter expecting bunt again at third. And the hitter pulls the bat back. It's high, ball one. Cordonier needs to find the strike zone and start getting ahead of the hitters. Two on, none out. Rushi defending Salina, which is attempting to get on the board first. Runners at first and second for the Bulldogs. There's a ball bunted foul off to the right of home plate, and it's one and one on the batter, Zach Graber. Spelled G-R-E-B-E-R, pronounced Graber. On deck, brother Wes. Runners at first and second for Salina. Xander Jones at second. Caleb Stevenson at first. Cordonier in the stretch. Counts creeping up at first. Quinter at third. Throw back to second. A runner in safely with ease. Pretty deep in left field for Rushi is Maddox Kubo. Wind blowing from right center toward the left field foul line. Certainly blowing in. It'll be tough to hit one in the alleys here today. There's a ball tipped foul at the plate. Bunt attempt, and it's one and two on Zach Graber. Braylon Cordonier for Rushi would love a strikeout here. No score. Bottom of the second. Rushi nothing. Salina nothing. Second straight inning here at the start of the game that Salina has posed a threat. Salina was retired in the bottom of the first with a runner at third. Here's the pitch. Ball is squibbed off the end of the bat. Foul to our right. The press box here sits above the Salina dugout at first. We've got a very good vantage point of the field of play. Two strike count on Zach Graber of Salina. Feet about 18 inches apart at the plate. Bat high overhead. There's a ball bunted. First baseline foul. It stayed in the batting circle to the right of home plate. And it's a strikeout. A bunt on two strikes. And the hitter, Zach Graber, is out on the bunt attempt. Here is Wes Graber, right fielder for Salina. He bats from the left side. Bulldogs feature a few left-handed hitters. That's at least the third so far in this game. Runners at first and second for Salina, one out. Check swing, and it's a strike call. Nothing and one on Graber, who went around on a pitch that was low and away. No balls a strike, nothing and one on Wes Graber for Salina. Runners at first and second for the Bulldogs. In the bottom of the second inning, nothing, nothing score. Cordonier throws a low slider, cut on, no contact by the hitter, who's down 0-2. Good location on that pitch by Cordonier. Nothing and two. Hitter well out in front of home plate in the box. That's up and in, a ball and two strikes on Wes Graber. His right foot well out in front of home plate toward the front of the batter's box. And he's tight to the plate as well. Let's see if Cordonier tries to bust him on the inside. Check swing foul to the left. Still a ball and two strikes. One and two on Graber. Braylon Cordonier for Rushi has this hitter where he wants him. Out ahead in the count. One down for Salina. Bottom of the second. Into the stretch position comes Braylon. Looks back at second, then at first. Comes plateward to Graber. Swing and a miss at a high fastball. He is out on strikes. Two down for Salina here in the bottom of the second inning. Three Ks so far for Cordonier. Here is Harris, the DH, wears zero on his back. Fourth left-hand batter in the Salina lineup. Swings and tops the foul at home. No balls a strike, nothing in one on Harris, the batter for Salina. He is DHing for left fielder Dale Sechrist. Harris at 261 on the year, deep in the box. Nothing and one on him. Runners at first and second for Salina. Two out, bottom of the second. And the hitter started to go, couldn't pull the trigger. It's over the outside half of the plate, nothing and two. No balls, two strikes, nothing and two. Cordonier out in front of Harris. Stretching, Cordonier pitching. That looks pretty good. Yep, strike three, waist high, inside half of the plate. He busted him with a fastball. And Cordonier comes back strong, gets three Ks in succession. We played two full here at Salina. Montgomery Field, Eastview Park, home of the Bulldogs and the Grand Lake Mariners. Rushi nothing, Salina nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Hey, this spring, do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? I bet you do. Well, you see, Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport will refresh and revitalize your vehicle just the way you want it. Hyatt's will make a positive difference in how your car rides, looks, and feels. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing, polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Plus, the tinting and ceramic coating services are absolutely outstanding at Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from a variety of shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. That's our business details. Cars and campers, motorcycles, trucks, tractors, boats, buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews and restores the appearance of anything on wheels. Phone 937-295-5268. 295-5268. We'll put a smile on your face and a professional shine on your car. The best and most popular vehicle detailing service around for 50 miles or more. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport, Route 66, just north of Myers Garage and Drive-Thru. Top of the third inning, no score in this game. On the mound for Salina is Brody Steinbruner, right-hander, pitching to Micah Griesup, who's down a strike for Rushi to start the top of the third inning. Tall, rangy right-hand batter looks at a pitch that might have been a mite low, called a strike. Griesup looked it over, took it, and he's down in the count, nothing and two. Outfield pretty much straight away for the batter, Griesup. Infielder, shortstop, shading the middle of the diamond. There's a ball top to third. It's up the line. It's fair. Third baseman charges. Good wheels from Griesup. Throw to first base by Max Baumstark. Way late. Beating it out, Griesup. Infield signal. A single. Good speed, but Griesup, boy, he took off running with those long strides. Ball hugged the foul line, stayed fair all the way. Max Baumstark, the third baseman, thought for an instant it might roll foul. Then he realized it was not. And by the time he scooped it up and made the throw, Griesup beat it by a good 2 to 3 steps. He's on at first in the top of the third here for Rushi. We swing to the top of the order in Felix Francis. Griesup going in the first pitch, but attempt foul. So it was a bunt and run. Francis at the plate, squared, popped it to the right. Griesup had a good jump. He's on at first. Third baseman Baumstark, even with the bag, now sneaking in at third base for Salina. legs spread apart at the plate for Felix Francis, who struck out to start the game. One strike pitch upcoming. Greasep going again. This one bunted in front of the plate. Third baseman with a late charge. Baumstark gets it late, and now the Rushi runner is hung up between second and third. Here's a headlong slide by Greasep. He beats it. Oh, what a race to the third base bag by the third baseman Baumstark, who elected to not make a throw at first. That was wise. Greasep, a little chancy maneuver there, came around second with a wide turn for Rushi. Shortstop was up in the infield during that play for Salina and couldn't get third covered, and making the mad dash to third, nearly a head-on collision. Baumstark, the third baseman, Greasep, the runner for Rushi, safe call at third. And the batter, Felix Francis, after bunting up the third baseline, and during that action, he wheeled all the way around to second. So Rushi now has runners at second and third with no one out. And wise move by Salina, which intentionally walks Braylon Cordonier to load the bases. Here's Braden Monin with the sacks clogged. Quickly, Rushi fills the bases to start the third inning. The pitch is strike knee high on the outside corner. Steinbrunner on the bump for Salina. Gets the step on the batter, Monin. Nothing and one is the count. On at third is Greasep. Felix Francis at second. Braylon Cordonier at first. Infield up at the corners. Pitch, strike two, waist high, outside corner. Both pitches very hittable. Monin couldn't get the trigger pulled and looked at both, and he's behind. Nothing in two. Steinbrunner, big 0-2 pitch here, looking for the K. Monin walked in the first. Ball line foul right over the press box above us. Still 0-2 on Monin. Wind blowing in very stiffly from center. Brisk wind out of the northwest coming in over the 370 marker in straightaway center here at Montgomery Field, Eastview Park. 328 to left, 325 to right, 360 left center, 345 to right center. Salina infield well up at third and first. Head coach Kevin Flippo now has come down from his third base box to have a brief discussion with the plate umpire. As we come back to the plate with Braden Monin hitting, and he's down in the count, two strikes. Bases jammed with Raiders who have played small ball here in the third. Here's the windup of the pitch. Monin looks, strike three called, low outside corner. He didn't like it. He bent his body over at the waist, gazed at the pitch, took a long look. Umpire rings him up. So Rushi unable to put the ball in play with the bases full and none out. Now they're still loaded one away for Hayden Quinter. Rushi needs at least a fly ball. There's a pitch up in his eyes, ball one. Third baseman Baumstark, even with the bag. Middle of the diamond for Salina, double play depth. First baseman Stevenson is in the base path. Now creeps up. Bases loaded, pitch to Quinter. Swing and a miss. He golfed at it. Couldn't find it. A ball, a strike. One and one on Quinter. Quinter struck out with two aboard in the Rushi first. He's got three aboard here. Raiders need to put the ball in play. Steinbrenner trying to bear down. Quinter fouls to the screen, and he's behind one and two. A ball and two strikes on Quinter. Steinbrenner trying to bow his back and get through the third after Rushi loaded the bases to start the inning. Infield bunt single. And then Francis sacrificing, got aboard safely. Then an intentional walk. Quinter cuts, no dice. He can't reach it. Good low outside breaking pitch by Steinbrenner. Base is loaded, two out. So Quinter strikes out for the second time. And here is Jude Counts. Steinbrenner trying to get out of a big bases full jam. Deep in left is Dale Sechrist for Salina. Base is loaded, two out. Pitch on the way to Counts. It is a strike right down the pipe. Nothing in one. No balls and a strike. Nothing in one on Counts. He struck out to end the first for Rushi. Bases full, two away now for the Raiders, who had the bases loaded with none down. Pitch to Counts. Hard ground ball, left side. Bomb start, third baseman dives. Can't get it. Ball trickles through the hole into left field. Base knock. One run scores. Here comes a second. Crucial two-out hit, but Counts in the left as he smacks a ground ball between the third baseman, Baumstark, and the shortstop, Zach Graber. Baumstark was sprawled on the ground. Big lunge to his left in the hole. Couldn't glove it. And two-run score for Rushi. Kreshup is home. Francis is home. Two-run single for Counts. And here's Zeb Schulze with runners at first and second. Two runs in for Rushi. Schulze looks inside, ball one. Two out clutch hit for Rushi in the third inning. Big base knock, but Jude Counts. He had a critical extra base hit in the win over Fort Loramie on Monday. Here's the windup of Steinbrenner. Pitch of the plate. Swung on, smacked on a line into center field. Center fielder charging. Oh, a great catch by Xander Jones off his shoe tops. If that ball hits the ground and gets by, two more score. Good play by Jones. That was at least a single for Rushi. It was going to score one. Who knows, maybe two. But that brings a halt to the damage here in the third. Fine defensive play by Jones in short center field as he was playing the hitter Zeb Schulze perfectly. He was in tight, enabling him to make the play. But Rushi gets two on three hits in the third. We go to the bottom of the third. Rushi 2 and Salina nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for seven decades.
It was back in 1953 and three generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
Well, the first batter for Salina here to start the bottom of the third. It's a high twisting foul pop down the third baseline. It curled toward the fence. There's a good 70, 75 feet of playing area in foul territory, and Hayden Quinter of Rushi made a very good play as he followed the flight of the ball all the way to the fence, using every foot of foul territory to catch it. And Nick Steinbrenner, leadoff hitter for Salina, is out to start the third inning. Rushi leading by a score of 2-0, bottom of the third. A big two-out single by Jude Counts in the top of the third for the Raiders. Inning ended when Zeb Schulze lined to center, could have scored another run or two, but a real good play by Jones of Salina kept the Rushi advantage at 2-0. And three straight strikes are thrown here by Cordonier to Brody Schulte Arnold, who looks at an 0-2 pitch, knee-high, outside corner, strike three called. Quickly two away for Cordonier in the third. Left-hand batting Max Baumstark steps in and looks at a ball low and away. 1-0. Here's the windup by Cordonier. The pitch to Baumstark just missed in, and Cordonier not happy with the call. Nothing and two on the hitter, or I should say 2-0 on the batter, Max Baumstark. Cordonier fires, just missed inside. Cordonier wonders where that one was, and it's 3-0. Three balls, no strikes, 3-0 on the batter, Baumstark, with two out for Salina, who is hit on the right foot with a pitch. 3-0 pitch nicked him, and he is on at first. Here comes Brady Steinbrenner, pitcher for Salina, trying to help his own cause in the bottom of the third inning. Outfield very deep to the left. Maddox Gubo retreats a couple more steps. Runner at first, two down. Let's see if head coach John Dorner has that runner moving. Pitch is low below the knees to Steinbrenner. And that's a five in a row out of the zone thrown by Cordonier after a couple quick outs to start the Salina third inning. Runner first gets a lead. There's a strike just below the letters, outside half. A ball, a strike, 1-1. As attacking the strike zone, and that pitch was Cordonier. Good high fastball. Caught the letters. Here's the pitch, missing just wide, and it's 2-1. Two balls and a strike on the batter, Brady Steinbrenner for Salina in the bottom of the third inning. He is the opposite number for Cordonier, pitcher for Salina. Steinbrenner waves the bat back and forth and looks at a high strike, and it's 2-2. Cordonier will take that one. Two balls, two strikes. One on, two out for Salina, bottom of the third inning. Gubo in left for Rushi. Back a couple more steps. Pitch to Steinbrenner, and he waves at an outside breaking ball and misses. Strike three. We played three here at Salina. Rushi in the lead over the Bulldogs. 2-0 Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigam. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigam has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigam can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigam has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigam also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigam. Yes, Brodigam, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigam, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059.
That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro, J&J Brodigam.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at allenballinsurance.com. That's A-L-L-E-N-B-A-U-G-H. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Well, we start the fourth inning here at Salina, and Maddox Gubo comes plateward for the Rushi Raiders, who lead by a score of 2-0 over Salina. Here is the windup and the pitch to the plate. It's above the strike zone for a ball. 1-1, no strikes, 1-0 on the hitter, Gubo. I may have missed that first pitch, Derek. A foul ball to the right, perhaps?
Yes.
Swing and a miss. Good, hard uppercut by Gubo, and the count is 1-2. Rushi with activity in the bullpen. I'm sure here still fairly early in the campaign. Rushi hurlers are on a pitch count. Here's the windup pitch to the plate. Low one down below the knees. Swing and a miss. And the count is 2 strikes. I may have missed. May have been mistaken on the count. Now it's 1-2 on Gubo. Winding, pitching is Brady Steinbruner. There's a three-quarter swing, strike three. Gubo goes down swinging for the Rushi Raiders. Second out of the frame. First out was recorded by Cooper Unverfirth as I was away. During a short break, Unverfirth batted to begin the frame, and then Maddox Gubo struck out. Here's Mike Agresip, who had a bunt single in that 2-run third inning for the Raiders. Steinbruner throws, low and away, a ball to Agresip. Rushi with key hits with runners aboard in that third inning. Technically, a couple of soft hits to third, one a roller off the bat of Greasup, then a bunt single by Felix Francis after an intentional walk of Braylon Cordonier. Braden Monin, Hayden Quinter struck out, and then Jude Counts cracked a single on the ground between third and short to plate two. And that's where we stand here in the top of the fourth with Rushi in front, 2-0. Greasup pretty much of an upright stance. Feet moderately close together. Looks at a fastball inside corner. That's a strike. So far, Steinbruner, has struck out 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 Ks for Steinbruner, the Salina pitcher, who hurls, and the ball is grounded up the middle. Second baseman behind the bag for Salina makes a neat play. Well done on the play by Sholdy Arnold. Throws to first. The stretch is a long one by Stevenson, who catches, and they nip the batter for Rushi by a half step at first base. Grishup was hustling. He made it close, but is retired. We go now to the bottom of the fourth. Rushi still leads Salina 2-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Yeah, I stepped away from the mic there very briefly in that fourth inning for Rushi. Missed the first batter, Cooper Unreferth, who popped out to first. And then Braylon Gordonier, Cade, or I should say the pitcher Steinbruner for Salina, struck out Maddox Gubo. Mike Agresip ended the top of the fourth inning with a ground ball up the middle. Second baseman made a real nice play on it behind the bag and nipped Agresip at first. First batter is Andrew Jones, bottom of the fourth for Salina. Cordonier working ahead 0-2, and there is a fastball just missing the outside corner, and it's a ball and two strikes. 1-2 on Jones. Cordonier working quickly. Hums one to the plate, Lou and away, ball two, strike two. Raiders briefly had someone warming in the bullpen down beyond third base, deep in the left field corner, back in the last inning. Cordonier wheels and deals. There's a three-quarter swing, strike three. As Jones could not get a piece of it, he's out on strikes. Here's Caleb Stevenson stepping in. He's the first sacker for Salina. Jones, a walk, a strikeout. He was the previous hitter here for Salina. Now Stevenson from the left side. He was hit by a pitch in the second. 2-0 lead Rushi. We're in the bottom of the fourth. It's a strike on Stevenson. Cordonier fires low and in. Breaking ball, one of each. Rushi Raiders playing small ball in the third, did the damage with a roller up the third baseline, infield single, then a sack bunt by Felix Francis, an intentional walk. Two outs later, Jude counts, stroked a hard ground ball, single to left. The windup by Cordonier, yes, above the waist on the inside corner, and he's ahead, two strikes on Stevenson. Bottom of the fourth, Raiders over the Bulldogs, 2-0. Cordonier whips another one in there, and the ball is popped on one bounce to first. It counts. Oh, what a play to his right. He pivots and hits Cordonier covering first. He threw him a strike. Cordonier went down to one knee nearly to make the catch at first base. Boy, that was one heck of a maneuver at first by Counts, who had to roam to his right. Even with the base path, ball was headed toward the hole. Good play by Counts, backhand side. And then he turned right on a dime and delivered the ball just in time to Cordonier as that play goes 3-1 to retire Stevenson. Nothing and two here on Graber, who cuts at the first two offerings from Cordonier and misses. Here is the windup, the pitch to Graber. Yes, sir. Strike three called. The batter knew it. So did Cordonier. He was walking off the mound before the plate umpire rang up the hitter. Well done. Good pitched inning by Cordonier of Rushi. Raiders lead 2-0. We head to the fifth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Oh, the big play in this game so far is a two-out, two-run single by Jude Counts in the third inning for Rushi. That's been the Wisebridge play of this game so far. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Wisebridge is your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Rushi Raiders attempt to play add-on here in the fifth, up to nothing. Felix Francis, a strikeout, a bunt single, steps in and fouls to the screen against the first offering of Brady Steinbruner, pitcher for Salina. Rushi so far in this game, a hit from Felix Francis, one from Braylon Cordonier, the hit but counts, which drove in two, the infield single up the third baseline by Micah Grisip. Here's a hard ground ball in the hole between third and short, and it wiggles through into the outfield. That was a grass cutter that wormed its way between the shortstop and third baseman of Salina. Good base wrap by Francis to start the fifth for Rushi. Braylon Cordonier steps in from the left side. Francis with excellent speed at first. You might see him running. Cordonier, left-hand batter, Steinbruner into the stretch. Infield double play depth. Outfield around to the right, not real deep, wind blowing in. Steinbruner, long hesitation, and too long for Cordonier, the Rushi batter, who steps out. Action again in the Raiders' bullpen. Not sure who that is throwing. Might be right-hander Hayden Quinter, not for certain. Although he would be up in two batters. It's a high and away pitch. Hesitation by the catcher. Late throw to second. It's wild. Not nearly in time. Beating it easily is Felix Francis. Couldn't tell if that was a pitch out or just a throw inadvertently well out of the strike zone. Nonetheless, the catcher for Salina, Nick Steinbruner, delayed for an instant. Before unleashing the throw to second, it was well tardy. And now for the second time in this game, Braylon Cordonier is intentionally walked. He won't see another pitch. In this at-bat, he's at first. First and second for Rushi. No one out top of the fifth. Here's Braden Monin, who's walked and fanned so far. Could the bunt be in order here? Up at the corners for Salina are Max Baumstark and Caleb Stevenson. Good size lead at second for Felix Francis. Time called. Rushi Raiders attempting to extend the advantage. The lead is 2-0. Top of the fifth inning. Whoever that was throwing in the Rushi bullpen quit pretty quickly. Here's a bunt attempt to strike. Here's Felix Francis with a long lead down at second base. And then he goes to third. He's safe at third. And the runner at first for Rushi is well off the bag. The throwback to first out. Runner at third for the Raiders comes home. And Felix Francis beats it. He's in there. Oh, what a wild play. Interesting situation. Nailed back at first was Cordonier. Salina does get an out, but the Raiders get a run. 3-0 in favor of Rushi in the top of the fifth inning. We'll recap that play for you momentarily. Braden Monin has a strike on him. Here's the windup, the pitch by Steinbrenner. And it is off the plate outside. No one aboard now. A ball, a strike on Monin. Felix Francis came home on the pitch of the plate. Francis was hung up between second and third. He got to third easily. And then the Salina Bulldogs threw back behind Cordonier at first and nailed him. Francis kept on running around third. And with a headlong slide, beat the play at the plate. It was close. Third run for the Raiders. Here's the throw, low and away to Monin. One out for Rushi here in the top of the fifth. Raiders lead it 3-0. Here's the windup, the pitch to Monin, low and away again. And that was the fifth pitch of the at-bat. It's low and away for ball four. Here's Aiden Quinter stepping in now for Rushi. Rushi with a runner aboard again. One on, one out, top of the fifth. Rushi in front, 3-0. Good speed at first and Monin. Quinter, legs spread apart at the plate. Left foot well out in front of home. Into the stretch, Steinbrenner. Delayed steal, off and running for the Raiders is Monin. The throw is to the first base side, a second. It grazed Monin, did the baseball. He's in safely at second base. So far, the Raiders have been able to move runners with steal attempts. And now a runner down at second base for Rushi. Second steal of this inning. Here is the windup, the pitch to Quinter. Ooh, just missed inside. Runner at second now for Rushi. One away, top of the fifth, run in. Monin, who walked and stole second, is out there in the middle of the diamond. Here's the windup, the pitch to Quinter. That one's downstairs, low. And I have momentarily lost track of the count. I've lost track of the count here on Quinter. Runner at second. One away for the Raiders. Little cat and mouse out there at the second base bag. Stealing late from second base and making it on the play is Braden Monin, who beats it fairly close down at third. It was a moderately close play, but a good long headlong slide on the play by Monin. The pitch of the plate was a strike. And the count, I think, is full on Quinter with a runner at third. Another steal, the third in the inning by Rushi. Fouled out of play. It's golfed over the press box by Quinter. And I believe it is a full count on him with a runner at third. One down for Rushi. Run in as the Raiders have been swiping bases left and right. Three steals in the inning. Quinter fouls to the backstop. It holds at 3-2. We're in the top of the fifth inning to update you. Rushi in the lead by a score of 3-0. Long at bat for Quinter. Monin at third. Infield sneaks up. Quinter strikes out. Tried to dig a low breaking ball off the ground and could not. Runner at third, two away. Here's Jude Counts. And it was Counts who smacked the two-run single for Rushi back in the third to give the Raiders the first lead at 2-0. Here's the windup, the pitch to count. Steinbrenner freezes him. Curveball, yes. Outside corner at the belt. Nothing in one on counts. Three steals in the inning for Rushi. One hit, a run. A runner nailed at first, trying to get back. Very interesting inning. There's a strike call to counts above the waist on the inside corner. It's 0-2. Steinbrenner tries to work out of a jam here, giving up just one. Counts with a healthy cut and a foul tapper. It's behind him toward the Rushi dugout alongside third. Two strikes on counts. Lead down at third for Monin for Rushi. The windup, the pitch to counts. Check swing, outside corner at the knees. I think it's a called strike, maybe a swinging strike. One of the other counts is out. Steinbrenner records the K. Rushi does get one in the fifth. Raiders play add-on, 3-0 Rushi over Salina on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rod and Nate have been honored four times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rod and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Rushi in the lead, 3-0 over Salina. Bottom of inning number 5. Braylon Gordon, you're back on the bump. First batter to the plate is the 7 hitter in the order, Wes Graber, right fielder, or I should say the 8 hitter in the order for Salina. And he spanks a line drive single into right center field. So Salina tries to get something going here in the bottom of the fifth, trailing 3-0. Wes Graber shoots a single out to Felix Francis on one hop. Graber's at first. Cardona has thrown shutout baseball so far. He fires to the hitter, Carver Smith. Here's a steal of second base by Zach Graber, and he is out. He's nailed. Good throw by Unverfirth. Fine tag on the play by the shortstop, Monin. And that was a risky play call there, down 3-0, attempting to steal. Carver Harris, I mistakenly said Smith, Carver Harris, the DH for the left fielder Sechrist, is down in the count of strike. Check swing up above the zone is the pitch, and it's 1-1. Big out there for Rushi as Salina had something started in the bottom of the fifth inning with a first batter single into center by Graber. And then he's retired on the steal attempt. Out but plenty. Here's a 3-1 count on Carver Harris, the DH for Salina. Cordonier quickly working on the bump. Fires, fouled out of play over the Rushi dugout to the left. And Cordonier's worked his way back to a full count at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, 3-2. delivering Cordonier, and it's above eye level, out of the zone, ball four. So Carver Harris walks. It turns the lineup around here for Nick Steinbrenner, catcher for Salina. Runner at first, one away. That single by Wes Graber to start the inning was only the second hit of this game for Salina. As a Nick Steinbrenner, who's now batting, opened up the first with a base hit for Salina. He was stranded at third, low and away on the ball thrown plateward by Cordonier, and it's 1-0 on Steinbrenner. One out, one on. Cordonier trying to retire Steinbrenner as Salina has gotten to the top of the order. Here's a hard ground ball to the right side. Second baseman for Rushi went toward the bag at second on the steal attempt, and the ball bounces into right field. It hops to Greasep. Base knock for Steinbrenner, and Salina has something going here in the bottom of the fifth inning. It is 3-0 Rushi, but two are aboard for Brody Steinbrenner. Or I should say Brody Schulte Arnold for Salina, who swings and skies a foul first base side. It is counts and foul ground. 1, 2, 3 steps in front of the bag. He snatches it for the out. That's a big first pitch out there for Rushi as Brody Schulte Arnold skies one to first. And here is Max Baumstark, the third hitter in the order for Salina, 304 on the year. He's got some pop in the bat. Stands about 6'1", 6'2", swings from the left side. Here is a Cordonier throwback to second, runner in easily. Two hits in the frame for Salina, which would have something really brewing had the first batter who singled not been nailed stealing. Two on, pitch to Baumstark. Yes, strike outside corner at the waist. Breaking ball in by Cordonier, way to get ahead of Baumstark. And now Unreferth trots to the mound to talk with the pitcher, Braylon Cordonier. He is throwing shutout baseball. He's hit two batters. He had a strikeout in the first, two more in the second, two more in the third, two more in the fourth. Has not gotten a strikeout here in the fifth. He had a dozen Ks, as I recall, against Fort Loramie on Monday. Cordonier looks back at second. Wheels and deals to Baumstark. Uh-oh, it hits him on the right knee, the third batter that Cordonier has plunked in this game. And now Salina has the bases full with two down in the fifth. And Salina's a double away from tying this game. And Kevin Flippo, the head coach for the Rushi Raiders, comes to the mound to talk things over. Rushi in a bit of a jam. Salina has two out, bases loaded, bottom of the fifth. Rushi on top by a 3-0 count. And the conference continues out at the bottom of the pitching mound. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street is the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and the adult children, too. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We'll style, you'll smile, beautiful hair, beautiful care at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo. Stylists are Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway. Our experience, your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway. Come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Cordonier remains in the game. Here is a low outside ball one thrown to the new hitter. Pitcher Brady Steinbrenner for Salina, trying to help his own cause. Outfield deep and left. Extra base hit could tie this game. Pitch to Steinbrenner, strike just above the waist on the outside half. That throw had some mustard on it from Cordonier. One ball, one strike. Bases full, Salina. Bottom of the fifth. Rushi in front, 3-0. Serious threat posed by the Bulldogs. Pitch to Steinbruner. It is bounced to third. Quinter charges, big hop. Throws on to count. Yes, they nip him at first base by a step and a half. So the curveball from Cordonier was topped in the ground by Brady Steinbruner, the Salina pitcher, and the Raiders record the out at first and get through the fifth without Salina scoring. We go to the sixth. The Raiders 3, Bulldogs nothing. On scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGillAndTangemanFH.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays, and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
Rushi Raiders aiming for win number 9 here today on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi 8-2 by way of record. Salina 7-5. Raiders unbeaten in the Shelby County Athletic League. Salina 2-2 in the WBL. Right now, Rushi in front 3-0. 3 runs, 4 hits for the Raiders. No runs, 3 hits for Salina, which got hits number 2 and 3 in that fifth but did not score. There was a big out stealing in that frame, and that certainly helped Rushi's cause. Raiders with a big two-run single from Jude Counts back in the third. And then Rushi tallied another run, heads-up base running by Felix Francis in the fifth as he came around to score from second to third to home while Salina was nailing Cordonier, trying to hustle back to first. As in the infield, Salina threw behind Cordonier after a pitch to the plate. Ball was thrown around the diamond by the Bulldogs. Monin beat the play at third. And then after the throwback to first to nail Cordonier, Felix Francis dashed home and beat it at the plate. It was close. He got in just in time to give the Raiders their third run of this game and a 3-0 lead. Here is Zeb Schulze at the plate for Rushi to start the sixth. Swings and misses. Zeb has struck out and lined to center. He had a base hit ticketed to short center field, robbed on a fine shoelace high catch out there by the center fielder Xander Jones of Salina, as that came back in the third inning, last out of that frame. And that ball dropped. Rushi would have scored one or two more runs. Here is Steinbruner. Swings that left leg into action, and the pitch is just outside. It missed the strike zone on Schulze. And the count goes to 2-1 on Zeb. 2 balls and a strike. Cooper Underfirth on deck, followed by Maddox Kubo. Here's the windup. The pitch of the plate fouled right there at home. We are in the sixth. It's getting late. Rushi again with activity in the bullpen. That's the third time in this game the Raiders have had somebody up and throwing. Here is Steinbruner starting to throw to the plate, and a ball in the bullpen gets away and rolls toward home in front of the Raiders dugout. Timeout called. As I mentioned, 3 runs, 4 hits for the Raiders. No runs, 3 hits for the Bulldogs. Wind still blowing in briskly from center. We've had no drives deep into the outfield in the air in this contest. Anything like that would be held up severely. Here's a swing and a line drive by Zeb Schultze. It is into right field, a base hit. That ball tattooed by Schultze, who's lined a couple in this game. Good attempt by Brody Schulte Arnold, second baseman for Salina, who leaped in the air off to his left, but could not get the web end of his glove on it. And it's a base knock for Schultze. And I tell you what, Rushi has been off and running frequently in this contest. Unofficially, I've got the Raiders for three steals. They came back in the fifth. Here's Unverfirth at the plate. Infield looks for the bunt. Pitches up and away. Throw behind the runner, almost thrown away at first. Getting back safely is Schultze. One on, none out. Rushi, which tries to add on with insurance markers in the sixth inning, leading by a 3-0 count. In the stretch, Steinbruner. Pitch to Unverfirth. It's pounded hard to second, and the second baseman makes a nice play. Good effort by him. Ball was in the web. He deals to second for the out. Relay back to first. Close, but safe. Unverfirth beat it at first. Force out at second. And here is Maddox Gubo to the plate for Rushi. Unverfirth hits into the force out. Ball was hit sharply. Good play by the second baseman, Schulte Arnold, who stuck up the glove in his left hand. And ball was hit hard. Schulte Arnold said, look what I found, and made the nice pivot to get the lead runner. Throw back to first, not in time. No balls and a strike. Nothing and one on Gubo. In the top of the sixth for Rushi, which leads 3-0, one on, one out. Here's the pitch to the plate by Steinbruner. After the long hesitation, fouled to the screen. Two strikes on Gubo. On deck, Mike Agresip for the Raiders. Bullpen activity has come to a halt for Rushi. One or two different people have been up a total of three times in the Raiders' bullpen during the course of this game. Braylon Cordonier has pitched well through five, shutout game. Greasup swings, golfs one in the air right in the middle of the diamond. And the pitcher is Brady Steinbruner, camping under it at the bottom of the bump for the Bulldogs. And he reaches up and he hauls it in. Hanging on at first base for Rushi is Unverfirth. Pop to the pitcher off the bat of Gubo. And here is Mike Agresip up. Agresip, an infield roller in the third. He trickled one to third, beat it. Very good speed, but Agresip, that started the two-run outburst for the Raiders in the third frame. Pitch to him is low. It's down on the ground. And had the base runner for the Raiders, Unverfirth, got a little better jump. He might have sped towards second. He hung around at first. Here is the one ball pitch to Greasup from Steinbruner. It's up above the letters. Ball two, 2-0. Rushi with a man at first. Two out, top of the sixth. Raiders in the lead, 3-0. A few puffy cumulus clouds float in from the north overhead here at Montgomery Field, Eastview Park, home of the Bulldogs and the Grand Lake Mariners. What a great day for high school baseball action. Finally, after a series of about 2.5 weeks of very inclement weather. There's a ball out of the strike zone to Greasup, who's ahead in the count. 3-0 on him. Here's the windup by Steinbruner. Greasup looks at it. It's above the belt. Strike called. 3-1. Three balls and a strike on Greasup. Runner at first is Unverfirth. He's taking off. He's going. And the pitch is a strike two called. Unverfirth is sliding under the tag at second base. He's in there safely. Good throw by the catcher, Nick Steinbrenner, but not in time. Unverfirth with a nice jump. 3-1 pitch was taken, strike two. And it's 3-2 on Greasup. Another steal for the Raiders. It's at least Rushi's fourth in this game. Here's the pitch, grounded up the middle of the diamond. Here is the shortstop whiffing on it. Second baseman behind him makes the play. Throw to first, got him by a step. It looked like the shortstop, Zach Graber, was going to spear it right at the second base bag for Salina. He, at the last second, pulled his glove back. Second baseman Shouldy Arnold backhanded and flipped to first for the out to retire Greasup, who's out 4-3. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Rushi Raiders still lead the Salina Bulldogs 3-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Well, the Rushi Raiders have made a pitching change here in the top of the sixth. It is first baseman pitcher Jude Counts on the mound. Counts, so far this year, has picked up a couple of victories on the campaign. And he hurls for Rushi. Jude has good stuff. Throws hard, well above 80. 83, 84 at times with a good breaking ball. And what Jude needs to polish up on is that control when he's on, attacking the zone, getting ahead with strikes. He is very difficult to hit. He's in relief of Braylon Cordonier here in the top of the sixth for the Rushi Raiders. I think Maddox Gubo is down at first. We'll try to get the changes for you for the Rushi Raiders, who have Braylon Cordonier now at short. Cordonier at short. I think Braden Monin's gone to second. And here is Xander Jones at the plate now for Salina in the bottom of the sixth inning. He has walked and struck out in two trips. And the pitch by Counts is low for a ball. If Jude throws strikes, he can finish this game. What gets him in trouble occasionally is that base on balls. Here is Jones hitting a high bouncing ball over the head of Counts. It is hopping on into center field, a base hit. Jones singles to center for Salina. Base knock on the second offering from Jude Counts. And here's left-hand batting Caleb Stevenson. One on, one out for Salina. Second straight inning. The Bulldogs have put the first runner aboard. Three runs, five hits so far in this game for Rushi. And no runs. And one, two, three, four hits total for Salina. Ball one on Stevenson. Runner at first for the Bulldogs. Bottom of the sixth. Rushi in the lead. Three zip. Counts throws. It's low. And it is ball two, 2-0. Outfield is shading Stevenson to the right, left-hand batter. Counts with seven on his back. Is in his stretch, throws to first, runner retreats. Maddox Gubo is at first, playing the first base spot now for The Raiders coming in from left field. Here's a pitch inside off the mitt of Unverfurth. It rolls away, and hustling on down to second base is Xander Jones. Could be a pass ball in Unverfurth, and I think the count is 3-0, 3-0 on Stevenson. Unless I missed a pitch, Xander Jones at second, counts in relief of Cordonier, fires, and that's on the ground, ball four. So a single and a walk, and Jude Counts is in some hot water for Rushi here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Zach Graber steps in. Graber, the shortstop for Salina. Out bunting a third strike in the second. Cade in the fourth. Two runners aboard here for Salina, bottom of the sixth. That one's way low and outside. Counts missed the zone but plenty. Nobody throwing at the moment in the Rushi bullpen. Two on, none out for Salina in the sixth. Cordonier went five. Pitch count was up there. I'm sure it was well above 80. Here's a bouncing ball to the plate, and both runners move up. Runners at second and third for Salina with none out in the sixth inning. And the batter is Zach Graber, who's ahead in the count. And we've got a conference on the mound for the Rushi Raiders as Salina poses a threat. A single, a walk, and a pass ball, and counts pitching from behind has the tying run at the plate. Nobody down for Salina in the bottom of the sixth inning, and Rushi in the lead, 3-0. Hey, would you believe 15% off everything in the store at Jackson Center Pro Hardware at 112 East Pike? Well, that's right. Century brand hand tools, always a bargain, made in America, lifetime warranty, and now 15% off as well at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Big savings on solid wood raised panel cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers, and beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets too, which are one half the cost of what the big box stores charge. Like them on Facebook. Tell Darren Yanks you heard about his Pro Hardware store on scoresbroadcast.com. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware store. We make buying hardware easy. Well, guess what? Braylon Cordonier returns to the mound for the Raiders. He's on the hill taking some warm-up throws as Salina has runners at second and third, no one out, bottom of the sixth. Rushi in the lead by a score of 3-0. We'll return in a moment with the sixth inning completion on scoresbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals. New and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERSinc.com.
Well, we return to action with Cordonier on the hill for Rushi. And here's a ground ball back up the middle. And it is deflected by the shortstop of Rushi Mana near the second base bag. All hands are safe. Run scores from third. Runners on the corners. No one out for Salina in the bottom of the sixth inning. Zach Graber had inherited a 2-0 count. And he tapped the first pitch over the head of Cordonier. Mana glided to his left, went to a knee in front of the second base bag. There was no force out there. Runners were at second and third. He couldn't find the handle. Infield single. And Cordonier now has runners at first and third. A run in. It's 3-1. And at the plate is Wes Graber, the left-hand batting right fielder for Salina. Still no one out. Cordonier fires, Wes Graber misses, and it's a strike. Nothing in two on Graber. On deck, Carver Harris. Then the top of the order comes plateward after Harris for Salina. First and third. Let's see if the runner at first is going. That's the tying run. There's a ground ball, double play depth, fielded by the second baseman for Rushi. Force at second. Return throw safe. Run scores from third. And it's a 3-2 game. Raiders do get a big out at second. One away. Runner at first for Salina. Force at second. And here is Carver Harris, tying run at first for Salina. It's a 3-2 game. Here is Cordonier to Harris, left-hand batter. One away Bulldogs, who've trimmed the Rushi advantage to a single run. As Counts could not throw strikes, he got behind. Couldn't get that first pitch over. Gave up a single up the middle to the initial hitter. Then a pass ball and a walk later, and Salina was in business. There's a ball bunted foul out in front of the plate. Might have hit the batter, Harris, in the box. And it's a two-strike count on him. Runner at first for Salina is Wes Graber. He was safe at first with the force at second. Big batter here. Cordonier needs an out. Tying run at first. Let's see if the runner at first is going. Left-hand batter is Harris. He does bunt. It's on one bounce back to Cordonier. He throws to second base, and he gets the force out. Oh, risky play by Cordonier. Well done, though, but not a good one. One big hop. Cordonier came down off the mound and threw to Monin a little wide down at second base, and the throw does just beat the runner, Wes Graber, and now Carver Harris is on at first. Two straight force outs for Salina, and we're back at the top of the order, Nick Steinbrenner. And for Salina, the tying run is still at first base, but two gone. Cordonier into a stretch, throws high and away to Steinbrenner. 3-2 Raiders. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. One more frame to go. Cordonier needs an out here, then three more in the seventh to preserve the victory. The base runners allowed to start the inning where when Counts was on the mound, he's responsible for the two runs, and Cordonier throws low and away, 2-0. He's behind the leadoff batter in the Salina order, Nick Steinbrenner. 3-2 lead, Rushi. It's gotten tight all of a sudden. Pitch to Steinbrenner, low and away, ball three. 3-0. On deck is Salina second baseman, Brody Schulte-Arnold, who has gone 0-for-3 so far in this game. There's a pitch to Steinbrenner. Ooh, it just missed off the plate inside. Cordonier wanted it. Underfirth wanted it. They did not get the call. And now Salina has the tying run at second. Go-ahead run at first. A double down either line or in the gaps would give Salina the lead. Stepping into the box is Brody Schulte-Arnold, second baseman for Salina. And Cordonier gets the benefit of a shin-high strike over the middle of the plate. Looked like it might have been low. Nothing and one is the count. Two runners aboard for Salina, which trails by a run. Bottom of the sixth, low and away on the curveball. 1-1, Cordonier against Schulte-Arnold in the bottom of the sixth. 3-2 contest. Runners at first and second for Salina. Here's Cordonier throwing plateward. It's down below the knees. Curveball missed. 2-1. Two balls and a strike. 2-1. A single to the outfield would tie the game. Maddox Gubo deep and left. Here's Cordonier's 2-1 offering. It is fouled to the screen, and we're even up at 2-2. Hefty cut by Schulte-Arnold. Good fastball from Cordonier, and now a meeting of the minds. Cordonier and Unverfirth. He's serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business. Barker Insurance, a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the area, customizing and tailoring insurance plans for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Stop by Barker Insurance, County Road 25A, or call the phone number in a moment. Pitch by Cordonier, swung on, it is lined and one hop to short. Oh, a nice play, roaming to his left, it's Monin, force out at third base. Well done, Monin to Quinter. Ball was hit pretty sharply. Good play by Monin, out recorded at third, and Rushi preserves the lead by a run. Salina gets two. We go to the top of the seventh. Rushi 3, Salina 2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Welcome back here to Montgomery Field, Eastview Park in Salina, home of the Salina Bulldogs and the Grand Lake Mariners. Very good baseball game here today between Rushi and Salina, Division 4 Raiders, Division 2 Bulldogs. The Rushi advantage is narrowed. It's now 3-2 Raiders. We enter the seventh. Braylon Cordonier, who started the game, had to come back to the bump in relief of Jude Counts, who allowed the first two to reach in the sixth. They eventually scored for Salina to whittle the Rushi 3-0 edge to 3-2. Here is Felix Francis in the top of the seventh. He begins the inning at the plate for Rushi. It is pitcher Brady Steinbrenner, who's thrown well. He's gone the distance for the Bulldogs. He's on the mound here against Francis, who has a strikeout and two hits. And he flails away at a wide pitch and misses strike one. Felix Francis, Braylon Cordonier, and Braden Monin here in the seventh inning for the Raiders. Pitch to Francis, grounded first base side. And the first sacker for Salina smothers it. Nice play by Caleb Stevenson. And then he zips to the first base bag for the unassisted out. It looks like left-hander Maddox Gubo is warming in the Rushi bullpen. And he'll come on in the seventh against the 3-4-5 hitters for Salina. Second hitter is Braylon Cordonier in the top of the seventh for the Raiders. Winding, pitching is Brady Steinbrenner. Cordonier fouls to the backstop, nothing in one. On deck, Braden Monin. Cordonier, so far in this game, a single and two intentional walks. He's been on each of three trips. Cordonier takes one low, below the knees, a ball, a strike, one and one. One ball, one strike, one and one on Cordonier. We're in the top of the seventh inning. Rushi in front by a scant run, 3-2, as Gubo gets warm in the bullpen for the seventh. Cordonier looks at a fastball, yes, inside corner above the belt. He thought about cutting, let it go by, and the umpire deemed it caught the black. The ball and two strikes on Cordonier. Winding, pitching is Brady Steinbruner. Cordonier hits a high, twisting foul down the left field line beyond the bullpen of Rushi, out of play. Count still 1-2. Couple of hits for Salina in the bottom of the sixth to help the Bulldogs play a couple runs. There was a walk, a pass ball in the inning, a couple of force outs. Two runners scored from third for the Bulldogs to make it a 3-2 contest as Cordonier pulls even in the count at 2-2, looking at one upstairs. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2. Here's the windup by Steinbruner. He toes the rubber, fires to Cordonier way up top. 3-2 count has gone full as Cordonier tries to get aboard for the fourth time in this game here today. Our next broadcast coverage, weather permitting, Tuesday night for Minster, Minster Wildcats, Delphi St. John's Blue Jays here on scoresbroadcast.com. Airtime 4:25 on Tuesday. Steinbruner throws. It's up and in. It might have grazed the sleeve of Cordonier. It's either ball four or a hit batsman. Nonetheless, he is aboard for the fourth time in this game. I believe the pitch was off the plate. Don't think it nicked him. That's three walks for Cordonier, two intentional. And here's Braden Monin, two walks and a strikeout. Runner at first for Rushi. Monin swings and hits a fly ball to center, pretty deep. Center fielder racing back. On the run is Jones. Got it over his shoulder. Braylon Cordonier wheels and hustles back to first. That was the hardest hit ball to the outfield in this game, and it was ripped by Braden Monin. And the ball was poked against the wind. And if the wind's not blowing in from center, that ball clears the outstretched glove of the center fielder, Xander Jones, and might have scored Braylon Cordonier from first. Conference on the mound for Salina. Two outs for Rushi here in the top of the seventh. Runner at first. Raiders in the lead by a 3-2 count. As we mentioned a few minutes ago, Barker Insurance, located on 25A, south of Anna, north of Sydney, can meet all of your insurance needs. Drop by Barker or call to see how Barker can assist you at 937-492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Barker Insurance, serving the region since 1972. And celebrating over 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation. Cordonier at first, two out for Rushi, top of the seventh. Raiders 3, Bulldogs 2. Hayden Quinter steps in from the right side for Rushi. Last out recorded by Salina was on a ball well hit to center by Braden Monin of the Raiders. It almost got over the top of the outstretched glove of center fielder Xander Jones. Again, Maddox Gubo warming up in the bullpen for Rushi, which will not feature Braylon Cordonier in the seventh as Gubo is on to try to record the save. Quinter rips and misses, strike one. Hayden Quinter in this game has struck out one, two, three times. Three Ks for Quinter. Previous hitter, Monin, two walks, a strikeout. That hard out to center. Quinter looks at strike two. It's below the letters on the outside half. Nothing in two. Nothing in two on Quinter. Rushi scored a run in the fifth. Great heads-up base running by Felix Francis, who came around from second to third to home as the ball was pumped around the infield. Francis initially safe at third. Throw back to first, nailed Cordonier. Francis then beat a return throw to the plate by an eyelash, and that is the deciding run. as Cordonier steals second here for Rushi. Quinter down in the count, a ball and two strikes. Boy, this is a big run out at second if the Raiders could plate it. Into the stretch is the pitcher, Brady Steinbruner. Throws to Quinter. Quinter's jammed, and he squibs one there at the plate. Foul. One and two still. One ball, two strikes on Quinter. 3-2, Rushi lead. Top of the seventh inning. Division 4 Raiders in front of the Division 2 Salina Bulldogs. Steinbruner over the 100 mark in pitches in this game. I think Cordonier, who started, went 80-plus for Rushi. Quinter strikes out on a low outside pitch. Catcher drops the pitch to the plate. Throws wide at first. It's speared down there by Caleb Stevenson, who had to lean toward the coaching box to make the catch and get Quinter, who strikes out for the fourth time. Well, here we go, bottom of the seventh. Can Maddox Gubo, the left-hander, the sophomore for Rushi, come out of the pen and notch the save and preserve the one-run Rushi advantage? Raiders 3, Bulldogs 2. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Frisch's Fish Fry is back, and we've got something delicious for every day of the week. Get our zesty hand-breaded lemon pepper fish sandwich topped with lettuce and our original tartar sauce. Available every day. Stop in, carry out, or order online at Frisch's DoorDash and Uber Eats. Or bring the fam on Fridays for our unlimited seafood bar for only $12.99. Loaded with all your favorites, like baked or fried whitefish, crispy shrimp, ooey-gooey mac and cheese, and more. Frisch's is your place for fish fry all season long. Catch it before it's gone.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Well, Maddox Gubo on the mound for the Raiders. Stands about 5'11", 6 feet tall, left-hander, sophomore. He's got a lot of length, a lot of arm and leg movement on the mound, rather deceiving. And he throws to a left-hand batter, Max Baumstark, to start the bottom of the seventh for Salina. He's the third baseman. He's been hit by pitches twice in this game. And he's just looked at a ball low from Gubo, who fires the 1-0 pitch, and it hits Baumstark again. He has been nailed by pitches 1, 2, 3 times in this game. We had 5 or 6 hit batsmen on Monday in the Fort Laramie Rushi game, and now the tying runs aboard at first for Salina. And what will Brady Steinbruner be doing here at the plate? Might he be laying down a bunt? He's the pitcher for Salina. Runner at first, Baumstark. And the batter at the plate started to bunt, retreated the bat, took it for a ball. Well, so far, the pitcher, Maddox Gubo for Rushi, suffering a little bit from what Jude Counts had difficulty with when he came on, and that was getting ahead in the count and throwing strikes. Ball bunted foul up the first baseline. One ball, one strike, 1-1 on Brady Steinbrenner. Steinbrenner has struck out twice, grounded to third with two aboard for Salina back in the fifth inning. Throw to first, and the runner is back. Yeah, that was a big out back in the fifth frame when the inning ended with Brady Steinbrenner at the plate. In fact, I think the bases were jammed. He topped a two bouncer in front of third to Quinter, who threw a strike to counts to record the out to end that fifth inning. Bases left loaded by Salina. Here's the one ball, one strike pitch to the Salina pitcher, who bunts. It is out in front of the plate. Getting it late on the play is Gubo, and then he muffs it. He got it in his left hand, dropped it. I don't think he was going to get Steinbrenner at first, who bunted it beautifully up the first baseline, and Salina is in business. Bunt single on the play for Steinbrenner. It was perfectly placed. You couldn't have hand-carried it up the first base line and parked it on the ground any better than did Salina. And now Rushi with another meeting of the minds on the mound. Maddox Gubo is in trouble. Two on for Salina. Hit batsman, bunt single. 3-2 Rushi lead still. But Salina's got no one out and the winning run at first base. We will take a short break and come back with more of the seventh. It is getting late, and it's extremely tight. Game on the line, Rushi 3, Salina 2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Xander Jones, the new hitter for Salina with runners at first and second. Squares to bunt, takes it low. Ball one, two on, none out, Salina. As Rushi relief pitchers simply have not gotten the job done. Gubo fires. Looked like a bunt attempt. Was the ball taken? It appeared to be maybe a strike. What has resulted? And it is a no swing, a ball out of the zone, 2-0. Pitch looked pretty good. Looked like the batter might have jabbed at it. Nonetheless, it's deemed a ball. Raiders not pleased with the decision. And Xander Jones is up in the count, 2-0, two on for Salina. No out for the Bulldogs here in the bottom of the seventh. And Salina needs a run to tie, two to win. Throw back to second, runner retreats. Situation this, Rushi 3, Salina 2, bottom of the seventh. Raiders led 3-0, bottom of the sixth. Cordonier didn't start the inning on the mound. Jude Counts did, couldn't get an out. Two runners got aboard. And Maddox Gubo trying to get the job done here. Skips the ball to the plate to Xander Jones, who I think is ahead in the count, 3-0. Infield up at the corners for Rushi. It is a precarious situation now for the Raiders, who are in danger of blowing a 3-0 lead. It's 3-2 in the seventh. There's a called strike thrown by Gubo on the outside corner just below the belt. 3-1. Runners at first and second take their short leads. Gubo looks back at second, pitches to the plate, and the bunter does take a jab at a 3-1 pitch, tries to bunt it. It's fouled below the legs of Unverfirth, and it goes 3-2. Big pitch upcoming here. Enormous offering now by Maddox Gubo of Rushi. 3-2 count, two on, none out, Salina, bottom of the seventh. Bulldogs trail by one. Gubo fires, and the ball is lifted foul out of play to the right. Still full, 3-2. It doesn't get any tighter than this. Rushi clinging to a precarious one-run lead, not having trailed in this game. 3-2 pitch is lined hard into right center field. It's up the gap. Let's see if it scores two. One run is in. Here's the throw back to the middle of the diamond. And the runner at the plate scores. Runner at first wheels around to third. Xander Jones with a gap double to right center. And we're tied up at three. And Salinas got the winning run at third with no one out. Clean two-base hit by Xander Jones into right center field. Good level swing, stroked an outside corner pitch into right center, hit it where it was thrown. Nice piece of batting by Jones. And now the Salina Bulldogs have runners on the corners, first and third, with no one out. And here we have a change for Salina. We've got a substitution. Ethan Bryant, who's been in eight games, comes off the bench to pinch hit here for the Salina Bulldogs in place of Caleb Stevenson, who's a left-hand batter, as John Dorner, head coach of Salina, goes with a right-hand batter against Maddox Gubo, who is going to be lifted, and he is sent back out to left field. Dire straits now for the Raiders, who've seen a 3-0 lead go by the boards. We are tied 3-3 in the bottom of the seventh inning, and Salina's in good shape. Runners at first and third with no one out in this inning, and for the third time in this game, Braylon Gradonier's back on the hill. He started, relieved for counts. Braylon was then taken out in favor of Gubo to start the seventh, and Braylon Gradonier is back in as Rushi's bullpen has failed here today. And Salina's on the verge of getting the winning run in from 90 feet away. No one out in the bottom of the seventh inning. Salina, Rushi tied at three. We'll return in a couple minutes with the close of this game on scoresbroadcast.com.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigam. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigam has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigam can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigam has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigam also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it. Just jet it with Brodigam. Yes, Brodigam, with 35 years' experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigam, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro. J&J Brodigam.
Braylon Gradonier throws a strike to Bryant, the batter for the Salina Bulldogs. And then the second pitch is bounced to third. Quinter behind the bag, backhands. He's on the ground, throws to second for a force. It is a safe call at second base. And Salina's got him loaded. Base is full for Salina with no one out here in the bottom of the seventh inning. The ball off the bat of Bryant was chopped to third. Quinter made a nifty backhand play just behind the bag. Alertly, the Salina base runner at third base stayed in touch with third, didn't wander off. Quinter couldn't make an out there. There were runners at first and third at the time of the Gradonier pitch. And then Quinter hustle to throw down to second to try to get the force of the runner moving from first to second base, and that was late. And now they are loaded. The question from head coach Kevin Flippo of Rushi is, maybe did Hayden Quinter step on the bag at third for a force out? Well, that wouldn't have made sense because there wasn't a runner at second. Bases weren't loaded. Not sure what that conversation was about. Nonetheless, Salinas got them loaded. Game tied at three. And Rushi is in hot water, that is for sure. Here's Zach Graber, the shortstop for Salina, looking at a high pitch. Ball one. Nowhere to put him. A base on balls ends the game. We're in the bottom of the seventh. Rushi 3, Salina 3. Bases full for the Bulldogs. Pitch to Graber. It is a strike at the waist on the outside corner. A good heater. A ball and a strike. Cordonier started the game, then came back on the mound in relief of Jude Counts after two batters, and then has relieved Gubo. Here's the pitch. A ball lifted to short center field. Off and running, the center fielder for the Rushi Raiders. He's on the ground. Yes, he's got it. And the runner on third cannot tag. Ball caught in the air by Felix Francis, who is playing up snug, trying to stop the single from dropping in. And Felix used every bit of his 6'5", 6'6", frame to take that one off the top of the grass. He caught the line drive bid for a game-winning hit and got up quickly and shot a throw back to the diamond. And now Salina has the bases loaded with one out in the bottom of the seventh inning. Graber lines to center. That was Zach Graber. And here is Wes Graber for Salina. Bases still full. One out now for the Bulldogs. Bottom of the seventh inning. Pitch to the plate is stroked to second. Here's a force out throw to home. It's wide of the mark. It misses Unverfirth, and the game is over. Easy routine play at the plate. Thrown away by the Raiders. Unearned run spells the difference for Salina here in the bottom of the seventh inning. It was a tailor-made one hopper to second, easy force at the plate, and Rushi threw the ball wide of home on the third base side in the ground, and that ends it. Salina pulls it out 4-3 as Rushi's pitching and sloppy defense come back to haunt. We'll return to wrap up this broadcast in just a few minutes from here at Montgomery Field, Eastview Park in Salina, when we return on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored four times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sidney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sidney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sidney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sidney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sidney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Here is the final line on this game. Salina, 4 runs, 7 hits, an error, 12 left. Rushi, 3 runs, 6 hits, an error, 7 left. As the Raiders, who played very well for 5 innings, falter in the last 2 frames of this game. Salina scores 2 in the 6th, 2 in the 7th to win it. The decisive run is unearned. Out of the bullpen, Rushi did not fare well. Braylon Cordonier started and pitched a solid game for 5. He shut out the Salina Bulldogs. Well over 100 pitches for the Salina starter who went the route. Brady Steinbruner, he is the winner. Maddox Gubo out of the bullpen is the losing pitcher for the Rushi Raiders. Our stars of this game, Xander Jones for Salina, who cracked a big right center field double there in the 7th. He had the big hit for the Salina Bulldogs. And our star for the Rushi Raiders, on base 4 times, pitched very well, blanked Salina for 5 innings. Braylon Cordonier, a single, 3 walks, and pitched a fine contest through 5. Was forced to relieve Rushi twice, did Cordonier, in the last couple of innings. But he inherited so many runners. And in the end, Salina pulls it out. It was an error, a bouncing ball to second, a force out at the plate. Bases were loaded for Salina in the bottom of the 7th inning. There was one away. Rushi had an easy force at the plate. Infield was in. Ball hit right to second. Raiders second baseman threw wild to Unverfirth at home, and that's how Salina wins it. Again, our stars of this game, Braylon Cordonier for Rushi, Xander Jones for Salina. This segment of our broadcast brought to you by Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sidney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sidney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sidney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sidney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area, Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
Well, the little things often decide high school baseball contests. That was the case here today at Montgomery Field, Eastview Park in Salina. Bulldogs beat the Raiders by a final tally of 4-3. Again, Braylon Cordonier came into the game twice more after starting, inheriting just simply too many runners, as the Raiders bullpen did not get the job done. In the end, a throwing mistake on a pretty easy force out at the plate was the difference in the contest. Give Salina all the credit in the world, as the Bulldogs started to make good contact at the plate over the last 2 to 3 innings, and it was a big two-base hit by Xander Jones to right center field for Salina in the seventh, which helped pave the way for the Bulldogs to pull this game out. Rushi now goes to 8-3 on the year. Salina 8-5. Our next broadcast on Tuesday night from Minster, Delphi St. John's at Minster, airtime 4:25, with our lengthy pregame. First pitch at 5 o'clock. Hopefully the weather is good. There is a 50% chance of rain on Tuesday, wouldn't you know it? Monday and Wednesday are the good days next week. Hopefully we will get that game in on Tuesday. Should be a very fine Midwest Athletic Conference tilt between Minster and Delphi St. John's on Tuesday night. Again, airtime at 4:25 p.m., first pitch at 5. Thanks so much to Derek Olding Engineering here today on Scores Broadcast. Chuck McBee was off on this Saturday. Thanks to Derek alongside. Again, be with us on Tuesday. Stay abreast of the Scores Broadcast website for our upcoming broadcast schedule. Once again, final score from here at Montgomery Field, Eastview Park in Salina. Salina Bulldogs win in the seventh with two decisive runs over Rushi, 4-3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of Lacow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution.
Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Securecon in Minster, SECURCON, online at securecon.com. The pros in protection. And the 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.